Now, my next guest joined me on the show back in 2018 when she was working as a business coach. And like so many businesses, she pivoted during the COVID pandemic and is now a holistic wellbeing coach. And she's Mairead Moriarty from Brusna in North Kerry, and her business is Rula. Well, she dropped into studio earlier in the week to tell us about her new venture, but to also offer some advice. As with Christmas coming, there'll be a lot of stressed people out there, whether it's because they're in a business that's extremely pressurized at this time of year, or they're trying to get prepared for our festivities at home. And of course, there'll be relatives or people around that they don't necessarily want to spend time with. Plus, the new year is just around the corner, and that's always traditionally a time when people go on the hunt for new jobs. So Mairead has plenty of advice for all of these people. So as I mentioned, I caught up with her earlier in the week, and I started by asking her to tell us about her new business, Rula. That's R-O-O-L-A.
So in 2018, when I came to see you, I had set up as a life coach, and I worked in that area for, I suppose, 6-7 years. But during the pandemic, the great pandemic, I became involved in an online wellbeing community that was based in the States, the Body, Mind, Soul Studio. And through that, I did a lot of courses and learnt an awful lot more about the whole area around wellbeing. And I guess I've gone off now on a tangent, and my new business and my new role in life is as a wellbeing coach. A holistic wellbeing coach.
Will you describe what it means exactly for people who don't know?
Yes, of course. So when we talk about our wellbeing, people will automatically think maybe about their weight or their fitness. Other people might think in terms of their mental wellbeing. But when you talk about holistic wellbeing, it encapsulates your mental health, your physical health, your social health, your spiritual health, not in a religious way, spiritual more to do with the energy within. So every aspect of your life comes in under that umbrella. So when you think about your well-being, you're thinking about all of those elements together, not in isolation.
And we hear about people being stressed the whole time, you know, whether it's work-related or whether it's home with, you know, yes. If you're dealing with children or perhaps you're dealing with, you know, people who are ill and you're caring for them. People have a lot of stresses in their life, and I suppose holistic well-being is getting everything in your life, I suppose, working together so that you're happy. Is that essentially it?
That's it. And happiness is such, I suppose, a word that's used a lot, and people apply it, and you see marketers using, this will make you happy or that'll make you happy. But our happiness, we create it ourselves, and that's at the foundation of all kinds of well-being, and that we are in charge of finding that happiness for ourselves. People are so burnt out at the moment, and there's pressure coming in all sides. A lot of it is financial worry of people at the moment, coming into Christmas particularly. People under a lot of pressure with work, because working from home, which became a big thing during the pandemic, it had a slight negative point of view in that people started looking at their emails at home, started the work-home life started to blur that barrier between the two. So now there's very little off switch sometimes for people. So they go home in the evening, but they're still checking emails, they're still checking in on their jobs, and they're not making enough time for themselves to decompress and to find space and time to look after that happiness and that well-being.
And you were a life coach before, and you're now a holistic wellbeing coach. They're very much linked though, really, aren't they? Because I mean, in being a life coach, you're trying to maybe get someone on the right career path, or, you know, get somebody out of a job or a position that they're in that they don't particularly like, so that they're doing something they do like. And I suppose that's what, as you say, that's what this is all about.
It absolutely is, because coaching comes from the same place, that you help people to define and design a pathway that's going to take them to where they want to go. But I think the one area where traditional coaching and well-being coaching deviate is that the concept around goals, setting goals, getting outside your comfort zone, these are terms that work tremendously well when you're talking about sports coaching, which is where a lot of coaching came out of, or you're talking about business coaching or going in and, you know, firing people up in businesses to achieve great things. But when it comes to your well-being, goals and deadlines and all of that stuff, which sounds like work or KPIs that people have in their business, you know, key performance indicators, you can't use that terminology when you're talking about your well-being, because that isn't conducive to making the right choices. You can't force yourself to be well. You can't force yourself to be happy. You have to feel your way through the process. Women are great at this because we're very much at home in the world of feeling and intuition. But it's your intuition that will guide you to a better holistic well-being. It has to come from a place of feeling rather than a place of intellect.
And I know during the pandemic, I suppose some people had more time to think about things. I know there were people that were very, very stressed at home because they were trying to juggle doing a job at home as well as looking after children. But I know it gave people time to reflect maybe on their life and their choices in life, whether it's a, you know, job or anything else really. And do you find since the pandemic, and I suppose since people are coming out of it now, that, you know, there are more people that have actually stopped, you know, the rat race, and they've thought about their life for a while, and they want to make new decisions and go down different pathways?
Yes and no, because I think during lockdown I saw more people on greenways walking. I saw more people looking after their health and well-being. I think if you look at the averages, more people lost weight during lockdown because there was maybe less alcohol consumed, there was less partying going on, so people had more time to fill, and they used it in a really positive way. We had some good weather, people got out, they were on beaches, life was good. But then when life got back to what you'd call the usual format, I think a lot of people went back into the bad habits again. But the trouble now is that when you've had it good, which some people did during the pandemic, of having time to look after your health, spend quality time with your family, and now you don't have it again because you've gone back into the rat race again, I think that's why it feels worse now, because people long for what they had before. But the truth is that you can still manufacture that time you need to look after yourself. And this is where people don't, I think this is where they're struggling, is where do I find that time that I had before? But it is there and you can find it.
You mentioned during COVID you went online and you found this community, and that's how you got interested in this holistic well-being. Maybe you were feeling more fulfilled. Was that your reason then from going from working as a life coach to working as a well-being coach?
Oh, completely, because I used to be setting goals for myself that I'd, you know, hit targets with step counts every day, and I'm going to drink my 8 glasses of water, the 5 a day, all the magic numbers that we use to quantify our health and well-being. And I discovered that if I wasn't hitting those targets, if I was missing them, then I'd feel disappointed, I'd be a bit, you know, maybe angry, you know, annoyed if something from the outside world came in and interfered with my plan to go and do maybe a run or whatever. And then I realized that none of this was really working towards my overall well-being, and I had to rethink it. And so what I learned, this woman, Ali van Fossen, wonderful woman who runs this studio, she said that we have to be compassionate with who we are and make peace with the imperfect life. And that to me was like the light bulb going on, the road to Damascus moment, because I realized that I'm not going to be perfect, that whatever I set to do on a given day will never be perfect. So what I do now every day is I wake up, and based on how much energy I have on that given day, I will set intentions for myself for the day. Not goals, but intentions. And if I don't hit those targets, there's no recriminations, there's no bitterness or annoyance. I simply do the best I can in an imperfect way. And that is the key. That's the magic formula, is to embrace that imperfection. Set your intentions on a given day. You can't set out on one day that in 6 months' time I'll have achieved X or Y, because life will get in the way of it every time, and you will only frustrate yourself.
And when you think about someone who might be at the opposite end of that, somebody maybe perhaps who is running a business, or somebody maybe who's in a big corporation is trying to work their way up the ranks, they're the ones like trying to hit goals the whole time and trying to improve and better themselves. And you can just picture someone like that being in a very stressed situation. You're trying to get people out of that now, aren't you? You're trying to get them supposed to think more on your mentality.
Yes, there's still room for traditional coaching for people who want to move up in careers and all of that, or get fit, or to apply it in any area of their life. Traditional coaching will always work. But where your well-being is concerned, and you see, well-being is at the foundation of everything. If you want to succeed in your career, if you want to have good quality relationships, if you want to have a good home life and family life, all of it comes down to how well your life is, how well you're feeling within yourself. Because if that foundation isn't in place, you can apply all the pressure you want to succeed in a career or in a relationship or in your own personal life. You will not succeed if the foundations aren't there. And it comes down to good quality mental health, to have energy to actually live the life you want. And that's it. Energy is the word I use all the time, because it is about that energy that we need to reignite within ourselves to give us the boost that we need to fulfill all of those obligations in our lives that will bring us joy and make us happy.
And Mairead, who are you working with now?
So the people I work with, I go into schools a lot. I did some work with a wonderful presentation school in Castle Island. I'm going into the presentation school in Tralee in January. I'm registered with the Teaching Council of Ireland, so I get to go into schools a lot and I talk to them. So I do workshops or motivation talks, depending. I work with groups. I'm going to do more work with corporations, because a lot of companies now are very interested in the well-being of their staff. They see the value in bringing people in. I do a lot of work with women's groups. I work with people going through menopause. I work with people who are navigating long-term illness and how they can find their best way through that. I work with people caring for people who are going through long-term illness. So it applies to people. I work individually with people or in groups. I don't do a huge amount of work online, because you get more when you connect with people. And I think we found out during the pandemic that living in bubbles, separate from people, isn't really conducive to a good quality of life. So I do like to engage with people face-to-face, because I think you get much better results for the person, definitely.
And you're based in Brosna?
I'm based in Brosna, but I was down in Kildyme only last week doing work. I did do an online talk with a guy, Mike Finnegan from Brosna, Finos Fitness. He's a personal trainer. He's fantastic. And I did a talk to his group. I was a guest speaker with them last week. So I work here, there and everywhere. I never turn down work, as they say, because I'm always delighted to go and meet new people and figure out what I can give them that will make their lives better.
And the name of the business, Rula, R-O-O-L-A.
Rula, I know. So there's a few Mairead Moriartys. That's the byproduct of having a name that's a very Kerry name. So I decided to give myself a business name. So I picked Rula, and it's spelled R-O-O-L-A, but it was taken kind of from Rula Bula, which is the old Irish phrase, which means joyful mayhem. And I think that's what we need to bring back into our lives. We have to shake it up a bit, get out of that mindset that we get stuck in habits or way of living. It doesn't matter how old you are, where you are in your life, there's a possibility to improve the overall quality of your life. So yeah, bring a bit of Rula Bula to your life.
And we're coming into a period now with Christmas.
Oh yeah.
We're going to see people stressed.
Oh yes.
To the hilt, running around doing shopping over the next few weeks.
Oh yes, it's happening already, actually. I've just come through town.
And I suppose it can be a stressful time for people, not just when they're out and about trying to get things organised, but at home as well. You know, there might be extra people in the house over Christmas. Do you have any tips for people that can try and give them a bit more peace this festive season?
Yes, I have. So I call it the 20% rule. So if you can get a quiet minute, and when I say a quiet minute, I mean switch off radios, phones, give yourself 10 minutes to sit down and think about what it is that brings joy to your life. So whether it's going for a walk on your own, going for a walk with a friend, meeting someone for a coffee, walking the dog, whatever it is that brings joy to your life, do 20% more of that over the Christmas period. And in the same way, figure out what depletes you of energy. If it's being around certain members of the family, or if it's being forced to get involved in big gatherings that just doesn't maybe not suit you, or maybe not being in the pub or these boozy nights, do 20% less of that. But the key thing that I would ask people to try and think about is you're coming into Christmas, and it's a time of, you know, people making peace with themselves and with others. If you're harboring any bitterness or unhappiness towards people in your life, if you can try and release some of that and let it go, because that sucks a huge amount of energy out of people's lives, carrying around a lot of anger and annoyance. So if there's any way you can let go of some of that between here and Christmas, that will give you a good Christmas.
And then the new year rolls around, and we hear of New Year's resolutions, people trying to make all kinds of ones, whether it's, you know, losing weight, getting fit, getting a new job, changing careers altogether. Yes. Any advice for people who are thinking about that? Because ultimately a lot of people make those resolutions and they're broken in no time.
Oh, they are. And actually, I looked up this statistic before I came out today, that 90% of people who join a gym on the 1st of January are gone by 3 months. So I'm not shouting down gyms at all. They're great places where people can go and work out and meet other people. But the golden rule is do nothing new on the 1st of January. Go out for a walk, clear your head, go and walk in Ballybunion or on the Greenway or go back to Phoenix. Do something really lovely that makes you feel good about life, but make no decisions. And in fact, if you could spend the whole of January working on getting your sleep regulated, the one thing that goes out the window around Christmas is good quality sleep, because we stay up late, we're often consuming a lot of sweets and alcohol late at night that'll disturb your sleep pattern. If you can get your sleep regulated during the month of January, then by February 1 you're in a better place to make a decision about what will work holistically across every area of your life. So I always start a New Year's intention. I started the 1st of December every year, because you go at it imperfectly, as I said, as you go through December and Christmas. You won't stick to it religiously, but by the time January arrives, you're already on the road and you're moving along. But I would say to people, give yourself January to just touch base with who you are. Get that foundation of good sleep, good energy built up, because you'll make better decisions then.
And Marie, finally, just before we finish, anybody wants to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do so?
So they can reach me through my email, which is www.rula.net, or they can contact me on my mobile number, which is 086-859-6409, and I'd be delighted to hear from anyone.
Perfect. So rula.net.
That's it.
Lovely, great. Marie, look, thanks so much for coming in studio. Really appreciate it. It was a great talk. And look, continued success with the business.
Thanks so much, Marie. It's always a pleasure.
Marie Moriarty there from Brusna in North Kerry, telling us about her business, Rula, and plenty of advice there. I hope you might have benefited from that. Do stay with us here on In Business. More coming up after the break. We'll be talking about the actively retired market and how it's hugely valuable to the Irish hotel industry.